This is the Domestic Cricket Podcast for the 14th of March. The final round of Sheffield Shield matches began today, with all six states still in contention for the final. Tasmania closed day one in Hobart on 369 for 6 against Victoria. Openers Mark Cosgrove and Jordan Silk at 120, before Ricky Ponting dominated the afternoon and evening sessions with his 80th first-class century. The former Australia captain shared a stand with 139 with 24-year-old Jonathan Wells, who ended on 71 not out. New South Wales closed on 38 for 1 after dismissing South Australia for 182. The Redbacks had slipped to 85 for 6 as Gurinder Sandhu caused multiple problems for the top order and picked up 4 wickets. However, captain Johan Botha was on hand to take them towards 200 before being last man out for 53. And the opening day in Perth between Western Australia and Queensland was entirely washed out. In South Africa, Dolphins moved off the bottom of the Ramsland T20 Challenge table with a win over fellow strugglers Cape Cobras. Devan van Wyk, Cody Chetty and Darren Smith all contributed to their total of 158 for 7 after they'd been asked to bat. Calvin Savage then shone with the ball, taking 4 for 33 as Cobras were held to 136 for 7. Dane Vilas top scored with 47 off 40 balls. The Knights moved up to second courtesy of a 6-run win in a low-scoring game against Warriors. They lost both openers early, but Dean Elgar anchored the innings with a mature 61 not out of 60 balls, as they ended on 114 for 4. Ashwell Prince and Davy Jacobs then added 48 for the Warriors' second wicket, but the middle order folded as Elgar again starred. He returned career best figures of 4 for 23 with his left arm spin.